Right.
Part of the preparation for the Paddle for the Planet trip is you've got a month-long class with David Abbas down there right now at Scattered Good Friends School. So one of the things you've been studying is the dead zone. What is the dead zone?
You can't really say what is the dead zone. A dead zone is an area of water, and usually in the oceans, where the oxygen level has gone down below the healthy levels, and all the life in that area has died or left. The dead zone that I am currently studying is the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico, which runs along the edge of the Gulf of Mexico near Louisiana and Florida and all the southern states.
And how serious or how important is this dead zone? Is it really nothing lives in there, or only seaweed, or what lives there?
Really nothing. Why this is so important is because it is because of the Mississippi River and all the agriculture, the huge agribusiness that's up here in the Midwest. All of that is causing this huge area in the Gulf of Mexico where really nothing lives.
So you're saying that this problem happening down past Louisiana is caused, at least in significant part, by what's happening up in Minnesota and Iowa as the Mississippi passes through?
Yes.
And how serious is it? I mean, I suppose, you know, Missouri's contributing too, and everyone else. Or is it that really the growing that's happening up in Minnesota is particularly lethal?
Well, it really is mostly the growing, because what causes it is all these really nitrogen-rich fertilizers that people use to make lots and lots of corn. They get into the water and they go down into the Gulf of Mexico, and what they do is there's all this really rich water that is lighter than the seawater that floats on top, and then there's all these nutrients in that water which creates algae growth on top of the water in really thick amounts, which prevents oxygen from getting through the water into the deeper seawater below, and so that really kills everything below that level.
So it is possible, really, to have too many nutrients? Too many nutrients is a bad thing?
In this situation, yes, because the fresh water and the salt water don't mix.
When I spoke earlier to Sophia, she told me that as you're canoeing down the river, you're going to be drinking the water out of that. These nutrients, the phosphates, other things that are in the water, these aren't a problem for you?
Not where we're going to be canoeing. Most of it comes into the river, southern Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, all the states in the Corn Belt, really. We're going to be canoeing above Minneapolis and St. Paul, so it won't be that bad, for us at least.
This dead zone, how wide is it? Does it vary by seasons? Is it like, you know, the hole in the ozone level that it grows and contracts? Is it seasonal, that kind of thing?
Well, actually, yes. With different seasons, it gets smaller and bigger. If there's wind, affects it a lot as well, because if there's a really strong wind on the ocean, more oxygen will get forced through the layer of this algae. And it also fluctuates with, like, heavy sunlight, because that will, if there's not much sunlight, then less algae will grow, so more oxygen can get through that as well.
You know, I guess I'm used to thinking of plants as producing oxygen. And so, you know, we need trees here to regenerate the carbon dioxide that we breathe out. Does algae use up the oxygen in the water?
I guess I should be more specific. It grows, and then it dies, and then it sinks a little bit below the surface. And as it's decaying, it absorbs the oxygen.